Singer and songwriter Asa Bihawa is a first-generation British Sierra Leonean. Upon hearing the news and seeing the images of the devastation, she was deeply affected by the tragic floods and mudslides. Speaking recently to her relatives and friends in Sierra Leone, it continues to be an emotional subject for her.
I do have friends whose relatives were affected or know people who were affected, and it's very sobering, and it's just really hard, because you'd think in this generation things like that would be able to be prevented.
I am a poet and a spoken word artist, so this poem is called Automaton. I'm an automaton, constructed with the finest materials.
Another first-generation British Sierra Leonean is Soraya Barr. She's a poet, writer and spoken word artist. In the aftermath of the Grenfell fire tragedy, the local West London and UK Sierra Leone community paid tribute to Zainab Dean and her son Jeremiah, who both died in the fire. 3 months on, and the same people are helping the victims of the mudslides. Soraya is touched by the community's sense of solidarity.
I think the most compelling thing that I saw was that an Instagram ad was put out by the Aklam village based in Ladbroke Grove. They were a very fundamental part of community activism during the Grenfell fires. They were very compelled to raise donations and get a container shipped out to Sierra Leone, and they're working with a charity on the ground.
According to research 2 years ago, some of the UK's biggest and well-known charities were spending less than half of their total income on good causes. When it comes to music, singer and songwriter Asabi says some of the UK's artists of African and Afro-Caribbean background got together. It was a way of getting the message out to local communities using music and various forms of social media.
Natty Congo, he's a UK artist of Afro-Caribbean descent. Fuse ODG is an UK artist who does Afrobeat music and African music. He's from Ghana, I believe. Akala is of mixed heritage, born and raised in the UK, I believe Afro-Caribbean heritage. Shakira Bars, he's like very big on social media, especially Instagram. And they organised a sit-down to just kind of get as many heads together to see, OK, what can we actively do to help the people in Sierra Leone? And I was really touched by that.
The system's in place to target you, especially...
The Sierra Leone government has pledged to permanently relocate the thousands of displaced people, but Amnesty International has referred to it as simply pre-election promises. While survivors wait for relocation, they are left to face the next problem of waterborne diseases and other post-catastrophe-related illnesses. Asabi shares her thoughts on the way forward, even here in London.
Once, let's say, this crisis is over, it's not then going home and forgetting about it and, oh, I did my part and that's the end of the story, because I feel that's what Sierra Leone needs. It needs continued support from the diaspora. There's only so much the government will do and can do, but we as people, we as individuals, we as an organisation can still continue to do things.
Community leaders in Sierra Leone have said donated items end up in government warehouses, with redistribution slow and cumbersome. Other critics have accused the politicians of not learning from past mistakes, leaving the people of Mamas alone to pick up the pieces at home and abroad. Philip Warwick for RFI, London.